It could be both. It's either copying a tape to another tape, but it's an obsolete format, so you would probably need to digitize. Or to any other system to be invented or already available, it doesn't really matter. What is important is not to lose the recording and not to lose quality. So this needs to be properly done. And believe me, working in the trenches every day of the year, this is not an easy task to do. And it's technically very challenging. Some tapes actually have such ways of degradation that technical papers are being written. I myself have one coming up in the next few days. And research is not being financed to actually resolve these types of degradation. So it doesn't help to actually retrieve the contents of such damaged media, or degraded media, if you like. And nobody seems to address this. We always talk about carrying on, but also there's another point about recorded music heritage, is research. You will find, if you listen to, say, a Mozart recording made in the 50s, that nowadays it's not played the same at all. People don't have the same way of interpreting Mozart's music.